A lawyer representing victims of alleged phone hacking has told the Leveson inquiry into press standards that the whole of the British press is standing in the dock over journalist ethics. David Sherborne was scathing about what he called systematic, flagrant and deeply entrenched abuses and said there had been a breakdown of trust between the press and the public. Mr. Sherborne devoted much of his statement to the effects of intrusion by the News of the World in particular. Our correspondent Peter Hunt has been at the hearing.
This was an understandably one-sided and graphic account of the way some people maintain they have fared at the hands of tabloid reporters. David Sherborne, their barrister, accused the popular press of engaging in a tawdry journalistic trade. He outlined the charge sheet.
Illegally accessing people's private voicemails. Bribing employees into divulging personal information. Blagging sensitive details through deception and trickery. The blatant intrusion into the grief of victims of crime. The hounding of various well-known people, purely because this sells newspapers.
Mr. Sherborne gave many examples of those he argued had suffered. These include the actor Hugh Grant and his former girlfriend, who has just given birth to their child. When her mother recently attempted to establish the identity of a paparazzi photographer who was pursuing them, the inquiry heard the photographer try to run her over. David Sherborne said the way the parents of Madeleine McCann were treated was a national scandal. And he also focused on the case of Christopher Jeffries, the Bristol landlord who was arrested following the murder of Joe Yates and later completely cleared. According to Mr. Sherborne, the press broke into his life and trashed everything.
A frenzied campaign to blacken his character and persuade the public that he was guilty. A frightening combination of smear, innuendo and complete fiction, involving gratuitous dirt digging to the most shameless extent possible.
The barrister for the victims said they want change, real change. He quoted one of his clients' comments on the status quo, self-regulation via the Press Complaints Commission. It was, said Mr. Sherborne, tantamount to handing the police station over to the mafia.